I'm speaking today with Will Williams, who is a candidate for City Council District E. Will, first question, why are you running for this office?
I'm running for this office because it's been something that I've wanted to do for a number of years. I've been politically active for many years now, but had never taken the plunge into actually running for office, and it finally occurred to me that if I didn't just bite the bullet and do it, despite the kids and the career and all the other stuff, that I was going to be 80 years old and still never done it. But on a more fundamental level, I really believe that that city and local government is where all the quality of life issues that are very important to people's lives are determined. So the federal government can certainly mess your day up, and so can the state. But if the city government is being poorly run, it has a real disastrous effect on your community.
Now, District E covers a lot of turf from Kingwood down to Clear Lake. You're from Kingwood.
Right.
How will you tell the people from Clear Lake how you would represent them?
Yeah. You know, I think the only way to do that is to commit to meeting with community groups in Clear Lake, which I have, and to getting down there as often as one can during the campaign. I think all four candidates are probably very sincere when we say that we really want to represent that portion of the district that we don't live in. And maybe even more importantly, it's important to note that Kingwood and Clear Lake are not the only areas of the district. There are other neighborhoods that are part of the district, and we shouldn't forget them, despite the fact that Kingwood and Clear Lake probably make up the bulk of the population for E.
Okay. Now we're coming to the end of another hurricane season here. What is your assessment of the current state of the city's hurricane preparedness planning?
Well, since Rita, given that that I live in an area close to 59, which is one of our exit routes, I guess it's not one of the major ones, but it's one of the exit routes, I have seen things going in place would make it appear that we're going to do better for the next evacuation than we have in the past. So the contraflow lanes on 59 North are now fairly well marked, and I think that's going to be a significant improvement over what happened in Rita. Furthermore, I think the city has recognized, and the county probably as well, the need to get some more information out to people during that kind of emergency. I know part of the issue is that not only are people fleeing Galveston and southern areas of District E, for example, like Clear Lake, but people are trying to leave Kingwood at the same time. And us jumping on those same highways that people from closer to the shore are trying to leave by, it only exacerbates the problem. So I think the city's new plan to issue evacuation orders by zip code is a positive move. I think there needs to be some more education for people. I stayed during Rita, despite having kids, because up in Kingwood, I'm about 60 plus feet above sea level. I'm not going to get wiped clean to the foundation like areas south of I-10 may be. So for people like me, it's probably more important to hunker down and have adequate supplies and just stay low while the winds whip around you. And for people in areas like Clear Lake, it's more important to get on the road and move. So we've made some progress, I think, but there's probably some more progress to be made, at least in terms of getting people more information about who needs to go, who can stay, and what will happen if you do stay. So
the city has about $45 million budgeted for drainage improvements in fiscal year 2008. Do you think that's enough? And what do you think the city should be doing that it's not already doing, or doing more of it's not doing enough of, to improve drainage and mitigate against flooding?
Yeah. You know, there's the sky's the limit in terms of what you could spend on flooding protection, and especially in an area like Clear Lake, where they're very low to the water, and it's an area of significant danger from hurricane surge. But in a wider sense, it's very difficult to plan and to plan for flood prevention, because as this as the county develops north, or as Houston's population starts to spread out to the north, we're creating new developments and new sheet flow or off flow from those developments up in the northern end of the district. So we need to be absolutely in dialogue with the county and with Montgomery County as well, and maybe even, you know, as far north as Polk County and parts of Liberty County, to have a plan for how we're going to mitigate that that additional offflow from new development in the northern end of the county.
District E is currently represented by Councilmember Addie Wiseman, who is probably Mayor White's most frequent critic on mm-hmm. City Council.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see yourself as sort of following in her footsteps style-wise, or taking a different direction?
Totally different direction. I think some of the criticism may well be earned, and certainly it's every city council member's job, given that we have a strong mayor form of government that we have, to question the mayor on occasion and to challenge the mayor on occasion. But you know, just for example, the number of tags that have been issued by District E's current representative, I think, is indicative of more obstructionism than reasonable criticism. And you know, the unfortunate fact of the matter is that if you want to represent District E effectively and be getting done what needs to get done for District E, you need to have at least a decent working relationship with the mayor, and you need to have a majority of the other council members on your side on council, because it doesn't get done by just one city council member. So,
all right. Council recently granted historic district designation to the old 6th Ward, which gives them unique powers to regulate development in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion of this, and what's your opinion of the statement Mayor White made afterwards that he did not intend for that to be a template for other neighborhoods to follow?
Well, you know, I really think that's something that needs to be made on a very case-by-case basis. Making historical designations is really something that happens. Has to be very fact-based with regard to the character of the neighborhood and to the whatever historical buildings or so such might be in that district that need protection. So. Certainly, I'm in favor when a neighborhood or a historic monument needs protection of protecting it. But I would say that's probably true that we should not make it a roadmap for the future.
Michael Bromwich, the former U.S. Justice Department Inspector General who investigated the problems with the HPD crime lab, recently testified before a State House committee that a special master should be appointed to determine what role faulty evidence analysis played in hundreds of convictions. Mayor White, Chief Hurd, and D.A. Chuck Rosenthal have said that they do not think a special master is needed. What do you think of this?
I think a special master could bring a lot to the table there. You know, it's been in the news just yesterday, I think, that we've had another case that's been botched by the HPD crime lab, and that's really not acceptable. We have to hold ourselves to a higher standard, and if we need to bring in somebody from the outside to take an outside look at it, then that's probably appropriate.
Okay. Council is currently working on an ordinance that would require developers to either set aside a certain amount of park space when they build residential development, or to pay a fee to the city that would go towards the acquisition of land for park space. What's your opinion of this proposal?
Well, I think as we continue to develop the city, that we do need to preserve some minimum amount of park space and green space, both for the environmental benefits to air and water quality. Green space acts as a good mitigation, often in flooding issues. It creates less runoff, gives you some more area that soaks up, and you know, green space protects the kind of sanity of residents. We don't want to live in a concrete jungle. So there does need to be some protection and some set-asides or something done to preserve green space as we develop. I think we need to be in a good dialogue with the developers to figure out, with developers and with environmental groups and whatever other interested parties there are to figure out exactly what amount of green space per unit or so on is the right amount. I don't know that I have a fixed opinion about, you know, if you're going to develop one housing unit, well, how many tenths of an acre do you need to set aside as park for that right now?
Okay. What's your opinion of how well Metro serves District E, and what would you like to see them do or do more of to serve it better?
Yeah. You know, I think they do a fairly good job. I would challenge Metro from council to be a little more active in terms of selling their product. I think they have a good product, but I don't see a whole lot of marketing. And unfortunately, you know, as much as we like to think that that public transportation should sell itself, it does need to be marketed. And I think that would have some positive that would move Metro in a positive direction for District E. I know in Kingwood a couple years ago they actually cut a route, and you know, the decision to cut the route was based on ridership, which, you know, nobody can argue with cutting a route if nobody's on it. But I would have preferred that they, before doing that, looked at some more options to try and get ridership up as opposed to just cutting the route.
The city of Houston is supposed to redraw district council lines when the population exceeds 2.1 million. There's some evidence to suggest that we've already exceeded that threshold. Mayor White has said that he wants to wait until after the 2010 census before any action is taken. What's your opinion of that, and what process would you like to see the city follow when it comes time to redraw the city council district lines?
I certainly think it's probably true that we're already above the 2.1 million. In fact, I have absolutely no doubt that we are. The question is proving that we're over 2.1 million people, and I think the census will do that conclusively and without much room for a lot of debate. Given that the redrawing of political boundaries tends to be accompanied by a lot of fighting and usually lawsuits, I think it's the wisest course probably for the city to wait until after the 2010 census numbers come back in, and we can do that. As far as a process for doing the redrawing when 2010 has passed, I don't know that I had given a whole lot of thought to an actual procedure for doing that. I certainly think that the District E needs to be redrawn. It's not a district that makes geographic sense right now. It's too big. One of the things you want at a local government level, that's kind of the first tier of representation for people, is for people to be able to run into their council member at the grocery store or at the park or, you know, during your day-to-day activities, for that person to be visible. And while, again, I think anybody who's going to try to represent District D will commit to being in other parts of the district, it's so big that by the shape of the district, there's going to be one end of the district that's going to have more access than the other end. So I don't think it's an equitable district right now. I don't think it makes geographic sense, and I'd like to see it redrawn.
Okay. Council recently voted to abandon a one-block stretch of Bolsover in the Rice Village to sell it to a developer who will close the street and turn it into a pedestrian plaza as part of a mixed-use project they're developing. The Chronicle wrote an editorial at the time that they thought that kind of abandonment, which is to say to sell a public street to a private developer, was poor policy. What's your opinion of that?
This is a new one to me, so Charles. So I'll just I guess I'm kind of speaking off the cuff. I wouldn't support that as a general policy. But if it's an attractive project that we think is going to be a positive benefit to the neighborhood, is not going to have any impact on traffic patterns in the area, and is going to improve that portion of the city, then I don't have a problem with the city occasionally selling off a piece of land for those purposes.
Okay. Earthlink has recently agreed to pay a $5 million penalty to the city for failing to meet deadlines, and it's a contracted construction of a citywide Wi-Fi network. Do you think the original deal that the city made with Earthlink was a wise one, and do you think the city should continue to pursue the idea of a municipal Wi-Fi network in the event that Earthlink is unable to fulfill it?
I think the original idea is good. I think the idea of citywide Wi-Fi is good, and I thought at the time when it first passed that it sounded like a good plan for a private-public partnership to put together a service that in many parts of the city doesn't already exist. I think it's important for Houston to be taking steps to make sure that all the neighborhoods have access to some kind of reasonable speed of internet access. It's just so important for so many reasons nowadays: educational, interacting with your bank, and there's so much that gets done nowadays online that we should not be leaving certain neighborhoods or pockets of the city without. As to whether it was a good deal, I guess it wasn't a good deal for Earthlink, given that they chose to pay a $5 million fine instead of proceeding. Otherwise, they would have proceeded. So, would I support taking another shot at it in the future? Absolutely. But obviously, we're going to need to talk some more with the vendor beforehand about what those costs are and make sure that the expectations on both sides are more realistic.
What's your opinion of the city's red light camera program?
I honestly have some mixed emotions about it. I think I'd like to see some more numbers on not how many folks are getting pulled over or stopped, but on how many accidents are being prevented at those intersections. If we go for a couple more years on that program and we can demonstrate that we are actually lowering the number of accidents in those intersections, then I'll be a supporter. If we are not able to show that we're actually doing any good, then I'd be an opponent.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't asked you about?
No, I think that pretty well covers it.
All right. Will Williams, thank you very much for talking to me. Good luck to you and your election.
Thank you, Charles.